Grace and peace be multiplied from the King of Peace to all of you, my brothers and sisters. We welcome in a new month, and we thank the Lord for giving us the grace to continue in love. What a grace that we have been given in this moment of time. In fact, this grace has actually been heated for us seven times more as we are at the end of the seventh church age of Laodicea. And we know that this age is coming to a close, and we can utter the words of Paul, who said, "Our salvation is nearer than when we first believed." Amen. The words of the Lord have been given to us for the purpose that we may run. The vision had been made clear to Paul concerning the breakthrough that the bride of Christ will attain. He knew that she will attain perfection and the crown of glory. But Paul also knew that there will be great conflict and struggle, especially to those at Laodicea who had not seen his face in the flesh. And Paul said in Colossians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, he says, "For I want you to know what great conflict and struggle I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh." Yes, Paul knew that the struggle was real, and the Lord showed it to him, and he had written it down for our comfort, that we will be knitted together in love, and that we can understand this vision. And Paul said in verse 2 of Colossians chapter 2, that their hearts may be comforted and encouraged, having been knit together in love, and that they would attain all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, that comes in a true knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ Himself. Amen. Paul had joy that we will attain all the wealth and riches that comes from understanding the true knowledge of God's mystery. And Paul had unspeakable joy when he was caught up to the third heaven and heard the unspeakable words, which were not lawful for a man to utter. And as he said in Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 1, he said, "Boasting is necessary, though it is not beneficial, but I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body, I don't know, or out of the body, I don't know. God knows. But this man was caught up to the third heaven." Amen. Paul had received the greatest vision. He was caught up to the greatest heaven. And he wrote down the visions and the revelations that he was allowed to write to us. And he wrote them down that we may run the race. Just as it was told to the prophet Habakkuk. In chapter 2, from verse 2, it says that the Lord said, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he that reads it will run. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." Amen. Paul received the royal vision of the third heaven to where he was caught up into paradise. And we know that at one point Paul thought that all these will manifest in his time and that the return of the Lord would come in his age. But what did we just read in Habakkuk? That even though it tarry, it is for an appointed time, and that we should wait for it, for surely it will come. And it couldn't come in the days of Paul, for the appointed time was for seven church ages. It was the same pattern which we see in King Saul, who had to wait for 7 days according to the set time which Samuel had appointed. And that's what we read in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 8. It says, he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not at that specific time which Saul thought he would come. But Samuel surely did come after 7 days. Although the people had scattered, and King Saul was so afraid that he took matters into his own hands, for he could no longer wait for Samuel's return. But Samuel did show up and did not lie. This was the first king that was chosen in Israel, and his name was Saul, who was from the tribe of Benjamin. And Saul was commanded to wait for 7 days. But he couldn't wait. Now, also Paul was from the tribe of Benjamin. And he too was once called Saul, but the Lord had changed his name. And he changed his name to Paul, because unlike Saul, who couldn't wait, Paul in patience waited and tarried with the Lord and finished his course, trusting in the grace of the Lord and in his spirit. He did not take matters into his own hands, but he was led by the Spirit. And all the words that Paul spoke concerning the translation and the catching away and of the times and the seasons and of Christ returning, all these words are still traveling throughout time and are just about ready to manifest. These words had to go through a furnace of fire, purified 7 times, just as silver is tried in a furnace. And that's what we read in the book of Psalms, chapter 12, verse 6, that the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace, purified 7 times. Amen. And we are now at the end of the purification phase. 7 church ages have passed. It is the last days that we find ourselves in. So let us give thanks to the Lord for purifying his words and making us ready to meet our beloved bridegroom. Paul first thought that it would come in his days, but the words of the Lord had to travel through the furnace 7 times. And we have been given the heat of love sevenfold, as King Nebuchadnezzar put the 3 in the fiery furnace and commanded that it should be heated 7 times more. So is our King, the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, heating the fire of his love 7 times more. We are baptized by this fire. We are tried in the fire, more precious than gold and silver. The Lord said, my words are spirit and life. We are the words of the Lord, for we came from the original word. The word that was in the beginning carried within its bosom the divine royal seeds. These were seeds of love. And we are these words that the Lord is bringing out through 7 church ages. These words had to go through 7 times purification. The words of love endured much and suffered long. They were patient. For love is patient, and love endures. And these words were striving and moving forward, running the race that was set before us. These words are likened to a strong man running a race. These royal seeds are traveling throughout the womb of time in order to be delivered in eternity. And we are being born again, but this time not of corruption, but of an incorruptible seed. This is the seed in us that is running the race. This is the seed that is growing in us, maturing in the womb of time, about to be released. And we know that after every seven, it was to be called the year of release, as stated in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 1. Amen. The Lord shall make a release after every seven. Just as Enoch was released. Enoch was the seventh from the first Adam. And we are the seventh church age from the last Adam. And there will be a year of release. For these words have traveled through sevenfold fire, through the furnace, to be purified seven times. We see the pattern of seven throughout all the scriptures. Yes, Samuel had appointed 7 days for his return. And although he tarried in the mind of Saul, he still came at the appointed time and did not tarry in the mind of God. As prophet Habakkuk tells us, that although it tarry, wait for it, it will surely come. The Lord said to prophet Habakkuk that this vision is given in order for us to read it and run. And so did Paul run the race that was set before him. For Paul knew the vision. He was given visions and revelations. He understood the heavenly vision, and he was called the wise master builder. For he built according to the heavenly pattern which was given to him by above. And Paul said, I ran the race. I finished my course. But this race consists of 7 laps around. Just as it was in the days of Joshua, who ordered the 7 priests to go around the city of Jericho 7 times. Amen. It's the same pattern we see over and over. And on the 7th day, they had to go around the city 7 times more for the walls of Jericho to fall. It was a breakthrough for all of Israel to take over the city and to shout for glory. And so it will be a breakthrough for us. We will take the holy city. We will overcome. And the walls of this flesh, the walls of iniquity, the walls of Jericho will fall down. Amen. We are just about ready for the final breakthrough. Just as a seed in the womb, in the natural, is about to break through into this world, we are the royal seeds about to break through into the world without end. And for this breakthrough to occur, we must be given the royal name, which is none other than the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom all the royal family is named after. Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 3, from verse 14, he says, For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Amen. So let us appreciate our journey that God has placed for us and run together as one body. Our God is granting us to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in our inner man. It is the inner man who is actually running this race. Not our old man. The old man has become so weary and so corrupted and filthy and can hardly continue with us anymore. But the inner man is being led by the Spirit of glory to run. We have the Spirit of glory resting upon us, and the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God to run the race, to finish the course, and to receive the crown of glory. We have been given this vision, my brothers and sisters, to run. God had a dream. God had a royal vision. And he saw us before the foundation of the world as royal seeds. And he saw a kingdom that will not perish. He saw a kingdom that will remain forever and ever. This is the dream and the vision that God had before the foundation of the world. It was a royal vision. And that is why we pray, may your kingdom come. Amen. Yes, the royal vision is the kingdom of God. And that is what John preached, that the kingdom of God is at hand. And that is what Jesus said in the book of Luke, chapter 21. He says, when you see these things, know that the kingdom of God is nigh. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Amen. His words shall never pass away, but shall in fact go through the process of purification as a furnace, and as silver is tried 7 times in a furnace. The kingdom of God is at hand, and he has given us this vision for us to read and to understand the riches that we may run. There was a beloved seed of God whose name was Daniel the Beloved. He was a royal seed. He was given also wisdom from above to be able to interpret the king's dream. And those that will be brought to royalty, like Daniel was brought to royalty, must be able to understand the vision of the king, must be able to see the vision. And the wisdom that God gave Daniel the Beloved was so strong that he was able to intercept and interpret the dream. Amen. At one point, Daniel did not know the dream of Nebuchadnezzar, but God gave him the dream and the interpretation of it. And whoever can interpret the vision will surely run as a strong man running the race. For the royal vision was written for us to run. And now we see in the book of Daniel, chapter 5, verse 7. It says, the king cried out with a loud voice to bring the astrologers and the Chaldeans and the soothsayers. And the king spoke and said to the wise men of Babylon, whoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold around his neck and shall be the ruler of the third in the kingdom. Amen. Because Daniel was given the interpretation of the dream, he was given royalty. He was clothed with a scarlet robe, and he was given the gold chain around his neck, and to be a partaker and a ruler of the kingdom. Just as Jesus was clothed with scarlet, as they were mocking him to be a king, this same Jesus did God raise up and has been given the true robe of royalty, a white robe of fine linen, of glory, and he will give us of this same royalty to rule and to reign with him. For as we suffer with him, so shall we be glorified with him. And we have been given a heavenly wisdom from above to interpret the dream of God, to see the vision. The King of Kings has a great vision for us, and those who can interpret this vision will surely be given royalty, just as it was for Daniel the Beloved. And just as it was also for Rebecca. Rebecca, who was at the well, was able to interpret and bring out that which was in the heart and mind of Abraham's servant. She was the one for Isaac because she knew the secret of the servant, and she knew what was hidden in his heart. Abraham had sent his servant to bring his son Isaac a wife. And Abraham told his servant, go into my father's house and bring a wife from my own country. He wanted Isaac, his son, to marry a daughter from his own house. This was Abraham's desire. And so his servant prayed in his heart that whoever would say What my heart says and what I say in my mind will be the one to marry Isaac. And Rebecca at the well said exactly what was in Abraham's servant's heart. She intercepted the thoughts by the grace of God. She was able to say them without even knowing what she is saying or why she was led to say it. But it was the loving kindness and the mercy of God that led her to speak the words that were in his heart. And so are we being led. And we have been given a great sight and a great wisdom to interpret the heart of God, the eternal thoughts of God, the vision of God. And so will we run. And so will we go through the journey to marry and to enter into the tent of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. We will continue the subject tomorrow, my brothers and sisters, as we finish this series, A Royal Breakthrough. May the Lord bless you all.